Why are we losing thousands of good-paying factory jobs to the competition of foreign factories that employ workers who traditionally have never experienced the right to bargain for a higher standard of living, as our Constitution has given American labor the right? It is all tied in with those free trade agreements, such as NAFTA and CAFTA, and we keep letting them do it. We keep voting for the same Republicans and Democrats who have set up those free trading agreements that make American economic standards compete against exploited workers who have never known the liberty afforded by our Constitution. When will it end? In knowing that a majority of Americans were opposed to both NAFTA and CAFTA-type free trade agreements, I cannot accept the answer that perhaps the American people no longer care about the exploitation of downtrodden workers or the values of liberty that build our nation's factories and industrial economic standards. I cannot accept that we no longer care about those unalienable and equal rights of all men, as expressed in our Declaration of Independence. However, it does seem that for far too many politicians, these fundamental American values do not have meaning. That now it is okay to overlook the oppression of foreign workers as long as there are business interests who are willing to exploit them. We must stop rewarding those same politicians with a return to office. We must stop rewarding both Republicans and Democrats and anyone else who can't seem to understand what America is all about, as Abraham Lincoln did, and as John F. Kennedy did, and thousands of other patriots who have been willing to sacrifice so that we might have that gift of liberty in America that is the unalienable right of all mankind, but so rare in the world. CAFTA and NAFTA and all such free trade agreements could be fixed through proper human rights provisions that are in line with the laws of our Constitution. Since that is unlikely to happen, I support the absolute advantage trade policy for a better world. By this policy, an importing country would only import products that it cannot reasonably produce itself. We can solve illegal immigration coming from Mexico by establishing a revised mutually beneficial trade policy involving exports of U.S. agricultural products to Mexico and increased oil imports from Mexico under the absolute advantage trade policy. By adding a concessional loan of pesos to the Mexican government under the Public Law 480 Title I Program for Economic and Infrastructure Development, plus the revised trade policy, this would economically force greatly improved conditions in Mexico, resulting in the end of our open border problems. Many illegal immigrants would return to Mexico to be with family and to the better jobs available. I'm Roger Tucker, and I approve this message for a change in Congress.